Be sold. Get loud. Be proud. Sink or swim. What's it gonna be? You've tuned into the Human Food Factor Show. A proactive viewpoint about where we are headed, who is taking us there, and why. Here's your host, Howard Axtell.
All right, we've got our paper shuffling done. Hello, folks. It's Saturday afternoon again. Welcome to the show. This is the Human Food Factor Show. Howard Axtell and
Ron Lewis.
That's right. We're coming at you being out of the studio here in Liberty, Tennessee, being broadcast at the Republic Broadcasting Network out of Round Rock, Texas. Our show has primarily been focusing on self-sufficiency. With where we are headed today, it is becoming more and more evident that we really need to be able to handle our own weight. An awful lot of people have been talking about an awful lot of things, and an awful lot of preparation is being made at the upper levels of government and the Department of Defense. Everybody seems to be getting ready for something. What do you think that might be, Ron?
There's too many things, man. It could be a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, this year's a biggie, folks. I mean, we're talking 2012 extinction. Okay, all together now. Extinction. Very good. All right. Now, in view of extinction, I'm not really willing to go quietly.
Nope.
Matter of fact, I don't know anybody that I like that is, because the ones who don't care are going to be riding my leg like a chihuahua. And one thing I cannot stand is chihuahuas riding my leg. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so what are we going to do about it? Well, we've got to get smart. We got to go back to the day where we actually took care of ourselves. Imagine that, you know, where you buy a little extra, you make a little extra, as it used to be in the old days, and you'd stick them off in a shelf in a pantry or something like that, and you'd can your stuff, and you'd grow some stuff, and you'd buy some stuff, and shoot some stuff, and everything else, and you'd use all the tools that correspond with saving it. You know, putting it up, they used to call it. Well, that's what we're all about. It is time. With where we're headed, we're in a hole so deep now, people can't even see out of it. So half of us don't even care because you can't see it anyway. You know, but boy, when that hole starts to fill up with water, man, oh, man, we're at the bottom of it. And we better be ready. And he who is ready, better to be ready and not need it than need it and not have it.
You got it.
You know, I mean, that's the bottom line. We've learned that a two-party system is a joke. We've learned that it doesn't matter who jumps their little butt in that chair. He's already got a stack of executive orders to be signed, regardless of who lands in that seat. We've got the two right now. Personally, I think this election to come is probably one of the most hilarious,
entertaining
pieces of garbage I have ever seen from beginning to end. We've got one guy saying, oh, God, it's all about Bushonomics. You know, I met a girl in an eating place the other night, and it was totally by accident, and I really wasn't into it at all. And she looked at me and she said, are you going to vote for Obama like me? And I looked at her and I said, do I have stupid stamped on anywhere on my forehead? I said, I wouldn't vote for that guy if he was the last man on the planet. Oh, but why? He's done so much good. And I said, I understand you're looking for a job. Just for starters, why wouldn't you vote for him, she said. I said, because he has lied about everything. Everything from the day he walked into office he started campaigning. But anyway, here we go, talking about the same old stuff. And we're going to do it some more right after this break. We're going to come back, call in. This is a caller forum for preparation, 1-800-313-9443. I suggest you get a pen and a piece of paper.
I read an Amish newsletter that stated there are some 20 additives and chemicals in baked goods and cereals that can be left off the ingredient labels. We're being drugged and lied to every time we take a bite of bread or cake or pasta, anything with grain in it. Stop it. Be more self-reliant. Get a handle on your family's health and future food. Turn the handle of America's premier home grain mill, the Country Living Grain Mill. The Country Living Mill is made in the Pacific Northwest by a family dedicated to the best of nutrition and in being self-sufficient in both good times and bad. Tens of thousands of families throughout the world will testify to the tough, resilient functionality and beauty of the Country Living Grain Mill. Please explore our webpage. Read the testimonies of good folks who have depended on the Country Living Mill for decades. CountryLivingGrainMills.com for your life's sake.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Looking for answers? You're tuned in to the right place. The Human Food Factor Show with your radio god, Howard Axtell.
Hello, folks. We're back again on the Human Food Factor Show and talking about all kinds of stuff here. I would like to, let's see here. I'd really like to can this, and I wish I could just can it into 5 minutes, but there are so many things that are happening to the global community right now. The fat cats have soaked up every penny of everything that you could possibly soak money up from, mainly from us, and trying to figure out more ways to enslave us, basically, is what has happened. They've also been working on our supply chains. They've moved the production of quality equipment, food production, I mean, growing, all this stuff out of the country. And they've moved them to unstable, other smaller countries that are unstable, far, far less stable than we are. And the bottom line is we aren't producing our own stuff anymore, and which has created what is called a consumer-based society here in the United States. Now, that all sounds good because we all get to sit around and consume. One problem is we are at the end of the financial whip of anybody who wants to price it and anybody who's wanting to manufacture it or grow it. And these mega corporations, multi-international corporations are doing exactly that. I mean, it's something else. But the bottom line is they have successfully corralled these supply chains that we rely on to live, our food supply, for one, they have really concentrated hard on our food supply, and they're dinking around with the air. They're shooting this stuff out of airplanes, and I don't care what anybody thinks. There are too many tests that show that they are spraying chemicals out of those airplanes, and they're being specially built by several companies, Evergreen for one, out of the Marana Air Base. It just, the list goes on and on. There's, we've got these NAFTA programs where we've got American properties that are being sold off to foreign entities. We've got the Chinese have just bought it into a, I don't know if it's controlling interest. It wasn't in the beginning, but 3 years ago, they started negotiating to buy a huge oil field in Texas. Well, apparently the deal went through. They tried it in Texas or California, but they were turned down. This time, of course, the fellow that's in charge of Texas is also rumored to, more than rumored to be, part of the elite crowd as one of their patsies, you know, such as our lovely Republican counterpart to this latest election coming up. We are in very, very perilous times. And I am not kidding, and I'm not joking, and I'm not a paranoid type individual. I'm a more of, I am, but no.
You better be.
Well, actually, what it does is it incites me to be prepared, because to be informed is one thing. To be informed and be prepared is another entirely. You know, we've been talking about all kinds of stuff. You know, the back to this voting thing, our two-party deal. You know, I mean, we've got a guy in office that nobody will touch. He is untouchable. He's not from here. He doesn't believe in the American values that we all do, that this country was raised on. Yeah. I mean, they hate the flag. He's never saluted anybody that I've ever seen. I've not seen him cross his heart for the Pledge of Allegiance. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And at very least, it's a slap in the face of our military, you know, that are being led through all these skirmishes for profit, basically. And, you know, people are getting killed over this. We've got the United States Civil Disturbance Act plan, our Operation Garden Plot, Department of Defense, where they've got all these, aerial reconnaissance and airborne psychological operations. We've got drones that are being dispatched all over the United States. You know, you got to wonder why. You know, you wake up in the morning, you look out your window, you've got tanks rolling up. There was even one that picture popped up. A cop was in a tank with flashing lights and pulled over a guy for speeding.
In a tank.
In a tank, literally.
I can dig it.
Literally. And I mean, boy, you know, and the caption was on it, "Are you chilled yet?" Well, yeah. Then we've got these executive orders, this stack of executive orders that somebody is having written to be sitting on the desk of the person, whomever is elected, doesn't matter.
They're all going to sign them,
which means they're all actually working for the same people. And this is what the...
It ain't us.
It isn't us. And it's also, you know, the president's not the top dog. Basically, he who has the most money gets in there and is supposed to be there, because whoever is leading this show put him there. And I don't care how you vote. Matter of fact, they had a little problem with Kerry and Bush, and I believe all they did was just made sure the right machines were in the right place. Then it comes out later that one of the reasons those machines are so popular is because you can change the numbers manually.
Yeah.
Of course, that never made the mainstream media. It's very interesting, because that story was popped out in, I believe, North Carolina, and they refused to run it. In any event, this last ream of executive orders, we've got the National Defense Resources Preparedness Act, which glues together all those deals of what happens when martial law is declared. Man, it takes over everything. It takes over your property, what you own, what you're doing, and you, and me, and Ron. All of us. It takes it all over. We become what are known as human resources. Okay, that's the first one. And then you've got, let's see, there's the rest of it. The internment and resettlement operations field manual. Very interesting little piece. That, let me say that again. You might want to write this stuff down. Try the NDAA for one. Try the Internment and Resettlement Operations Field Manual 3-39.40. That's FM 3-39.40. You want to read something that'll chill your blood. This goes right to the human resources deal. Excuse me. This chemtrail just slipped in here.
Yep.
Did you see that?
I saw it.
I saw it too, man. Anyway. This is human resources, and this says, okay, good, this is how we're going to handle these little buggers, and we need to split up their families. If we need him over here and we need her over there, boom, it's done. Tells you where you're going, how you're going to be treated, how you're going to be housed. I mean, the whole nine yards. Then they've got this NDAA deal. If you don't like it, you can be detained indefinitely.
You got it right.
I got it right. For an indeterminate amount of time. That used to be my favorite. Now, I never could remember that word. Good thing I've got Ron here. Boy, I'd be in deep kimchi. But anyway, we're going to get on with our show here. We're talking about preparation. And what I'm trying to describe is that there is an agenda. And these people know that there is something is going to happen. Why do they have seed banks up in the Arctic? Why do they have seed banks in the Scandinavian countries, way up in the mountains? They've got every seed on the planet up there. All heirlooms, of course. I really doubt they've got any Monsanto up there.
I doubt it, too.
Of course, you know, they've got such a good stake in that. You know, it goes right along with smuggling and sales of drugs from other countries, yeah, and everything else that they're using those funds for to do these illegal things that they're doing, that they're denying that they're doing. And it's obvious because it's right in front of our faces. Now, they know something that we don't. And what it is they're preparing. So our suggestion on this show has become a vehicle to become self-sufficient, if for no other reason, just being prepared. Be smart. We decided to be smart in the key of be smart.
Oh, no.
That's right. We started spending gobs of money, and I started spending a long time ago. And, boy, Ron caught up quick. No kidding.
I saw the urgency.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. We are there. I've got people calling me and emailing us on the show every day with more and more information. This year, we're not only faced with people that seem to know and are engineering the direction that we're traveling and seem to know that something is about to happen. This is also termination year. This is the year where, five or six or seven different unrelated civilizations have said, the calendar ends now. And what that means is the end of days. Well, okay, that's all good and fine, but you know what? I want to go good, fat, and sassy. And anybody comes on my property and wants to split me away from my house or take my stuff, they're going to have a problem, and it's going to start with my neighbors. So I've talked to my neighbors. We're going to go into this next break, and we're going to go right into our show. Our show is a forum. We need you to call in, folks. Tell us how you're preparing.
If you have questions.
If you have questions, 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Have you ever tasted pancakes or waffles made from freshly milled whole grain? If you haven't, you've missed a marvel of flavor and nutrition. In fact, this miracle of fresh milled goodness will never be found in a grocery store, restaurant, or bakery. But you can unlock this miracle of fantastic flavor, super nutrition, and a whole new world of self-sufficiency right in your own home. The grand key to all these blessings is the Country Living Grain Mill. The Country Living Grain Mill, made in America for 40 years, has been embraced by tens of thousands of families throughout the world, and they stand as a testament of the blessings that the Country Living Mill brings them. For example, whole wheat berries contain over 20 essential nutrients. Commercial milling strips away 70% of those nutrients. You're being robbed. Reclaim what's rightfully yours by going to countrylivinggrainmills.com. For goodness sake, countrylivinggrainmills.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
In 2010, millions of people were awakened to the question of what. Now the next question that remains to be answered is, why in the world are they spraying? An investigative look into one of the many agendas associated with chemtrail geoengineering programs, weather control. Why in the world are they spraying? Premiering and streaming live August 18th at the 3-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying? Order your copy today at www.whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com. Watch the premiere live August 18th at the 3-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
To Connecting the Dots, the Human Food Factor Show, with your host, Howard Axtell.
Hey, folks, we're back again on the Human Food Factor Show.
Or as we better say, we're back.
We're back, that's right. You know, what we've described here is we're describing people that are so tremendously, that they've got so much of our money that they've been engaging in all these programs of preparedness. They are preparing for something that they're aware of that none of us all are aware of. And, you know, funny thing, we're being kept that way because we are the producers of most of that money at the end of the day, even if it's illegal funds. You know, they're coming from a consumer base regardless. We've talked about water storage, how to acquire water if everything goes to hell in a handbasket, which is what we think is going to happen. Water is a huge issue. We've talked about funneling water off of roofs, into guttering systems, into downspouts, and into a prepared 50 or 55 gallon drum or anything, anything. But before it hits 55 gallon drum, you got to sift out all the stuff. So you go down, you buy the cheapest charcoal you can find and crunch it up, beat it up with a hammer.
Make sure that charcoal is the non-self-igniting.
That's right. You don't want any chemicals in with that charcoal, because charcoal is some of the best filtration that you can get. Matter of fact, it's standard in most filtration units. And what you do is you put 3 inches of sand. And then you put 3 inches of this crunched up, really well crunched up charcoal, and then another 3 inches of sand, and then some pea gravel on top of it, maybe. And then you run this water that's coming down your downspout through this system. It's a pre-filter is all it is. It cleans out tons of stuff, all the bad stuff. And then you have water that you can run into a real filtration system, which you can buy. Matter of fact, you can make these units and just buy the filters for them. And you end up with water, drinking water. Highly recommendable. You last three days.
The thing is, folks, remember this. With air, you can last approximately 3 minutes without it.
Three to 6 minutes. That's right.
Yeah, and depending on how well you can hold your breath.
That's right.
Figure three.
And you're done.
And that's it. With water, you have 3 days.
And then your body starts doing weird things.
Yeah, it's called shutting down, and it will. So you have to have water.
You have to have water. So this
then is. Then the next kick is 3 weeks without food, you're done.
Yeah, you are so weak, you may expire if you don't.
You're going to expire without food in 3 weeks. That's it. You're done. Right.
Okay, so we got
so be prepared.
We've got the 3, 3, and 3, and those are the three most important. There's nothing we can do about the air except keep our mouth open. Unfortunately, we get to breathe whatever we get to breathe. But the food and the water has been of extreme importance to us. Going to the store, finding sales, 2 for 2 for 1, 3 for 1, anything like any deals like that that you can find that you can just kind of stock your shelves up. You know, nobody's got disposable cash anymore. And, of course, the age-old question, if we don't have the money, who does? You know, well,
it's, they do, and they're the ones that are stockpiling.
That's right. They're stockpiling because they know something that we don't, and we don't know. And just to add to it, the 17th of this month is supposed to start the first of the, I won't call them rumors, but that I guess they are. Y2K was a rumor, too. But
People don't realize Y2K actually happened.
Well, yeah, but it didn't affect us like the government
they
said
thought it was going to.
Yeah, the government had everybody, of course, yeah. Most people don't know that it forced every manufacturer to become ISO certified in the United States. And that is what drove 3/4 of manufacturing out of the United States, out of business or to another country. People don't know that. You know, of course, the thing that they didn't count on was all these people had bought all this stuff and prepared and then returned the stuff to the stores that they had bought it from. And I mean, that means sales taxes had to be returned, all kinds of stuff that had already been paid out. And as an employer and an owner of a business, that is a bookkeeping nightmare. They didn't plan on that because they got all those taxes. We got our taxes back because I returned things. I returned power units and all.
I didn't return a cotton picking thing.
Well, you're smarter than I was, but I didn't plan on what.
I kept it all.
I did not plan on being where we are today either. We've talked about Mylar storage of food in Mylar bags with oxygen depleters. Very, very good idea. If there's no oxygen in those bags full of raw foods, nothing can grow in there. Any bugs, they're dead. And, you know, with rice and grains and stuff like that, they do have bugs. They've got shells in there. And they do hatch and eggs and that sort of thing. That's why when we buy them in little bags. But when you buy big bags of this stuff, some people freeze their stuff. And that's what I've done. And then I found out about oxygen depleters and Mylar, which does exactly the same thing and even a little more effectively. We've talked about canning. You can go to Ace Hardware and buy ball jars. You can get them all the way up to a half a gallon.
Half a gallon.
Yeah. And
Ace is the only place I know of that has the half gallon.
And they're cheap, and they work really well, and you can do anything from drinking out of them to storing fair amounts of food. Anyway, we're going to go to a break, folks. We're at the end of our first half an hour. Thank you very, very much for listening. Call in 1-800-313-9443. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Have devastating floods or storms affected you and your family? Has your property or home been damaged? Do you need help now? If you need help in Middle Tennessee, HRA Home Improvement is just a phone call away. From roofing to building a bridge, HRA Home Improvement can handle just about any of your building needs. Here in Middle Tennessee, we have learned that Mother Nature may not offer the happy ending we hoped for. We've learned to depend on local businesses to bring honest solutions to the community and the companies that reside here. HRA Home Improvement is a local company with a mission to do the job right the first time, every time. Call your local general contractor, HRA Home Improvement Company, at 615-410-7924. Again, that number is 615-410-7924. From Murfreesboro, Tennessee, I approve this message.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Human Food Factor Show. If you don't care about freedom in America, you don't belong here. Back to the man with the mic, Howard Axtell.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise. All righty then, we're back again on our preparation portion of our show. We've talked about just about everything. Food, waters is of greatest importance, of course. Canning jars, which you can buy cheap at Ace Hardware, they've got plenty of, and they're very inexpensive, and boy, are they handy because they're airtight. You can fill these things up, put them on your shelves, and just, you know, forget about them. Forget about it. And then you've got the Country Living Grain Mill that you hear advertised on our show. Jack Jenkins is the owner of this company, and we have had him on several times. And boy, I'll tell you, folks, we all own one. And they are excellent. You can make your own stuff is basically what it is.
That's what it boils down to.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and if the thing is, the stuff that you make is a whole lot better than what you can buy.
The processed food on the supermarket shelves is depleted by 70. You could literally almost starve to death unless you eat in volume. And you didn't used to have to eat in volume, and that's why everybody is overweight, because 70% of the nutrients have been depleted out of these materials. And these materials have been combined into these processed foods. And then on top of that, you've got all these other goodies they're putting in, like aspartame and high fructose corn syrup. It's all genetically modified foods. And, man, the stuff's not only not good for you, but it's also not nutritious. It's bad for you. We're talking about preserving and storing goods. We've talked about stashes. We've talked about bugging out, which is a pretty freaky situation.
Yep.
You know, when it hits the fan where you're out, where you're at, and you've got no choice but to slither the heck out of there, you better have somewhere to go, and you better know where you're going, and be prepared. You know, you need to be prepared for these things. If you want to know what you need to prepare for, just imagine when you wake up in the morning, take a little spiral pocket notebook and a pen, and write down everything that you come in contact with the entire day. Toothpaste, toothbrush, soap, water. Everything is all connected. You get up, you come out, you drink something. Juices, I mean, you name it, and you keep going, you get in the car, okay, good. You got transportation, you've got gasoline, you've got oil. A lot to be considered. Matter of fact, it's mind-boggling, and it's almost too much.
And the thing that you have to remember is if things go south, you could wake up the next morning and not be able to get any of those items.
That's right. That's right. I mean, our supply chains are so fragile, and they're all connected. One of them goes down, they all go down like a stack of dominoes and leave us in the capable hands of a self-acclaimed messiah, our government. Our government, with a proven history of failure at everything they've ever tried to do, and to benefit mankind included, they have benefited no one but themselves. We've got a caller, folks. We're going to take Barry from California. Barry, welcome to the show.
Hi, Phil. It's my first time calling. I have a group, a Patriot group that I started back in 2009, and I have a couple ladies that are really good at preparedness, and we've had classes. I have another guy that's completely off the grid, and I had just different people from different walks of life. I started collecting water myself. I use a 5-gallon containers that has a spout you can get. There's a grocery store out here called Winko that's based out of Utah, and they have items that you can buy in bulk, you know, like raisins and cranberries and almonds. But I want to get the 55-gallon water containers. I want to have at least 5 of those and then about 10 of the 5-gallon containers that I got. And then I saved all my apple juice glass one-gallon containers, and I use that for our drinking water. And I get it out of the water store, and they have the osmosis process. There's like 5 different containers that they, you know, the tanks. You can see them in the back of the room, and it's like 30 cents for every gallon. So I
so
do
you,
not
you
drink
have
out
a, you have a group out there that is a preparedness group. And Mike, did I get that right?
Pretty much, yeah. Also, they collect silver and gold. They don't have all their eggs in one basket. They have a little bit of everything.
It's really hard. It's really hard to decide what it is you really need. You almost have to go down to the basics. You got to look at, okay, I need food and water. How am I going to do it? What am I going to do? And,
well,
you know, what am I going to get?
Then you've got
communications, and we've gotten into that. I'll tell you folks out in California, what part of California are you in?
Are you familiar with the high desert?
Absolutely.
North of San Bernardino. I live in Hesperia, California.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, and the thing is as far as communication, we did our research, and I think the best that we found was AM radios.
Amen. We've talked extensively, and we're going to be talking some more today with Jim Lovell and about that very thing. We've also talked about FM. Are they repeaters? Is that what they are?
No, it's an FM transmitter.
It's an FM receiver or transmitter, and you can pick it up on your regular radio band. on a 12-volt radio. So, or actually even a handheld with a crank on it. Interesting stuff. Hey, do you have any more you'd like to contribute?
Yeah, and the thing is the food that you store is not the food that you can refrigerate, because if the grid goes down, you have to have food that you're storing.
Exactly.
that you can be able to cook on a, say, like a barbecue with charcoal.
Exactly.
Or I have one of those Coleman stoves, and I started to store the little propane tanks.
Absolutely. Yep.
So what I suggest people to do is when you go buy food and you're going to store it, buy a little bit at a time. Buy extra canned foods. Like the 99-cent stores out here, believe it or not, have organic beans, kidney beans, black beans, pinto beans that doesn't have the regular salt in it. It has the sea salt.
Right, right.
And that's what I eat for my beans. I mean, it's unbelievable.
I'll tell you what, that's encouraging, Barry. I'm really glad to hear from California, because California is one of those places, kind of like the calls we get from New York. You know, our first thought, we got kind of a sinking heart, because there is such a high concentration of population there. And, I mean, you guys are going to be, you're going to have special problems when this event happens, or whatever events happen. Man, you guys are in a pressure cooker. You're going to have to know and be able to, you've got to be able to prepare for a number of other things, possibilities that can happen too, because you're going to be in gangland for one, and that is a serious consideration.
Another problem that we have is the San Andreas fault line has not had a major earthquake in 135 years, and I talked to geologists. There's been little earthquakes from the south of the San Andreas going towards the north, and then there's like there've been double earthquakes, like 4.5.
Yeah, nice little snappy ones. Yeah, yep.
Yeah, and so they think that a big one's going to happen here in the near distant future, and we have to be prepared for that also. I'm on the good side of it, though.
The thing of it is, Barry, is this year, and we touched on it briefly, there's all kinds of extinction predictions that are supposed to happen starting next Friday, as a matter of fact, and going all the way through the end of the year, and all kinds of calendars ending and this and that and the other thing. And Lord knows if anything, any of it is true.
Well, one of the good things that's going to happen this year is the Fed expires.
And the Fed, their contract with the Corporation of the United States expires this year also. That's another biggie.
Yeah.
Of course, our Joe Blow up there in the White House will pencil whip that puppy in a heartbeat.
Well, if I could just share one more thing when it comes to politics. I do not vote anymore. We don't have a government. We have a corporation. And what we're trying to do is get more involved with our community. Whatever happens, when everything crashes, and if we're able to rebuild our community, we need to worry about our community.
That's absolutely right.
Area.
That's absolutely correct. You got to talk to your neighbors ahead of time. You at least have to think about how you're going to approach your neighbors and when you're going to do it, because communication is going to be huge. These bands of gangs that are going to be wandering the streets are going to be sweep-up artists, man, and they are going to be dangerous, and they're going to be killing people, and they're going to be taking everything that they can get their hands on. And, you know, there's a video on this, as a matter of fact, called The Monsters of Anarchy. You can get up on YouTube and pull it up, The Monsters of Anarchy, and it is a serious rendition of what we're talking about. These gangs in these highly populated areas, I mean, we have just a little town here close to us, and we live way out in the sticks out here in Tennessee, and about 30 miles away, or less is a little town, and it's a small town. But you know what? This small town will produce 100 of these 15 to 20 person gangs. And
you know, they just arrested two gang members of the worst gang in the nation.
In
Woodbury, yes.
Oh, that's great. Jeez,
yeah, I thought you'd like that.
Yeah, that's hard to believe. That's a woodpecker town. There's nothing there.
Yeah, well.
If I could share one more thing, I know that you're going to be going to a break. We had one person, a truck driver, that went to prison for a year because of code enforcement. And his ex-girlfriend worked with the police. She talked to, believe it or not, Sheriff Baca of L.A. County, because it was in Lancaster, California. It's in L.A. County. He was in the Twin Towers prison facility in L.A. Sheriff Baca got him out of jail for good. You believe that? Because of people getting involved.
Right,
caring
right.
For one another. And he looked at his case. He looked at what they did. And he said, this is not right. So when he says, you're able to leave now, he says, you've done your time, you're free to leave.
You know,
it's a miracle.
There is a slice of our society. I mean, not all people are bad. And this has been made a point of on the show by some of our callers. Call in, folks, 1-800-313-9443 to continue on with what I was saying. There are good police officers. There are good people in the Department of Defense. There are good people in the military. There are good people in government. They're just so controlled and their hands are tied by all of these other people that are doing nothing but protecting their own incomes. I mean, they say Congress, and you're absolutely right, voting is, I hate to say it, and I don't want to sound unpatriotic, it's a joke. I mean,
it's totally controlled.
It is totally controlled. You know, the thing of it is okay, good. You vote for Obama. Okay, good. You voted for Obama. Doesn't mean he's going to make it. Or you vote for this other guy. Now, either one, of course, you know, you got to look back into their histories. And it turns out all these families of these elected people have been friends for years, decades. You know, people look at this country and they say, oh, man, we've been around for so many generations. You want to know how old this country really is? Lifetimes. Look at it in lifetimes. We are 2 1/4 lifetimes old, period. That means this is a new country. I mean, yeah, you got tons of generations, but when you're talking a measly 2 1/4 lifetimes, shoo, we're not very old. So this plan that's been going on has been going on before the United States even popped out. We really appreciate your call, Barry. Keep us posted on what you're doing. You've also got, let me give you a clue in here, down in Shasta, you've got a community there that is working together right now. They are growing. They've got growing co-ops going on, timeshare growing. I mean, they're doing all kinds of stuff down in Shasta, California. So if you'd like to get your group locked in, you might go look that up. Dr. Francis Mangles. Francis Mangles. You might want to write that down. Look him up.
How do you spell the last name?
Mangels, I believe, or some.
Okay,
in Shasta, and you can look him up. And a very interesting man. He's a scientist. We've had him on the show. He's defined these chemtrails and the contents, and has proven what it's doing to the soils and growing and whatnot. But this would be a good deal for your group to get involved with, and maybe it'd help them know that there are others out there that are successfully becoming prepared.
We have a man that's running for county sheriff in San Bernardino because it's totally corrupt. San Bernardino is corrupt.
Always and, has been.
They've always put someone in there instead of letting the people vote for the sheriff. If he wins, it'll be the first time someone being voted in, and he's a constitutionalist. He said he will fight against code enforcement. If the government comes in, he'll kick them out. And he said he'll work with the militia. So,
well, there you go. My God, that's about as American, patriotic American as it gets. Hey, thank you very much, Barry. Keep our number. Call in anytime. Keep us posted on how you guys are doing out there. And get your members to listen in and call in and tell us how, tell our listeners how they are preparing. Get involved.
Thank you, Bill. I will keep in touch.
And the name is Howard.
I mean Howard.
And Ron.
Okay, Howard and Ron, you guys are doing a great job. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Barry. Okay, folks, call in 1-800-313-9443. We're going to break. Thank you for listening.
The Human Food Factor Show is looking for sponsors. If you would like to advertise your service, organization, or your product on the Human Food Factor Show, this is perfect timing because we are looking for you. We can prepare a first-class advertising spot for you at no cost. Then you can take your pick and choose how many spots you'd like per show. We will create a static ad for your business for our website pages and link your ad to your website. If you are looking for a comfortable, effective, and affordable advertising solution, this is the opportunity you've been waiting for. This is an aggressive yet affordable method for reaching as many potential sales as possible. Give yourself and our listeners the opportunity to meet you and hear your offer. Reach out and touch someone with an advertising solution that meets the needs of our listeners and your business. Call HRA 615-410-7924. That number again is 615-410-7924.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
The Human Food Factor Show. If you don't care about freedom in America, you don't belong here. Back to the man with the mic, Howard Axtell. Buddy, you're a
boy, make a big noise. Hello, folks. We're back again on the Human Food Factor Show, broadcasting out of Liberty, Tennessee, through our network, the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're being listened to worldwide. We get calls from all over the planet, everywhere, from Ireland, England. We haven't had a call from England for some time.
No.
Huh? But
we're going to have to get Werner up. Wake up, Werner.
That's right. Well, he's been busy. He has been busy. He says he's got the weight of the world on him, as many of us do.
Yeah.
You know, this is a day and age where if the colored balls don't get you, the strife of life does. And, I mean, we don't have a minute of extra time from day to day because, I mean, that cell phone's going. you just don't get any sleep. You've got to stay half awake or you might miss something that'll change your life. It's a very, very tension-filled day and age that we live in. It's
I love it.
Oh, yeah, you're retired. I wish I was sometimes. I swear to God, the life of an entrepreneur. You work until you die, baby.
Yeah, that's about it.
Now, we've talked about preservation and storage and stashes, you know, hiding stuff. Because somebody comes to your door and they kick it in and you got your big old pile sitting there in the middle of the floor, they're going to take one look at you, take one look at that pile, and you're done. And they take your pile and burn your place or keep it for themselves. Go up on YouTube and look up Monsters of Anarchy. Write that down. Monsters of Anarchy. Very interesting take on these gangs that we're talking about. Because desperate people do desperate things. And when they get organized, that's when it gets flaky.
And the thing is, a lot of it is just mean people out of control, knowing the law ain't around.
That's right. And they get a whole bunch of them in one and go, okay, geez, we don't just need a little for us. If we control a whole bunch more, then we can control a whole bunch of people, maybe. But anyway, dog eat dog doesn't even come close to what we're talking about. We're talking about mass starvation for one. This is what this show is about, is to make people aware that if we are not self-sufficient when it hits the fan, we're chihuahuas riding somebody's leg just to stay alive. And people aren't going to be so generous when it comes to people banging on the door and you know you've got 1 year's worth if you're lucky. And they come, if they come in and you accept them into your organization or your home, you just cut your food supply in half. And if they've got kids, your heart is wrenching, and you know that it just got cut down to quarters. Very serious stuff, folks. I mean, this really needs to be considered. Medical supplies, little things, Band-Aids, Mercurochrome.
Iodine,
hydrogen peroxide,
alcohol.
You know, the stuff isn't real expensive, but if you're at Buy-Rite or something like that, instead of buying one little hydrogen peroxide, get a couple of big ones and just stick them on a shelf somewhere because the stuff's worth $1 million if something goes wrong. And something always goes wrong.
Yep.
Cooking, how are you going to cook? Now, we just had a fellow on the stove that had a Coleman that has a Coleman stove. That's about as, you know, the problem is with this whole deal, folks, this isn't like a camping trip. This is something extended. It's not buy a couple of candles and go on with your bad self. Sorry, it's a little more serious than that. It's going to last a lot longer. We've got two callers. We've got Jim from Virginia. He is our shortwave guru, and he's going to come on and talk about communications. We've got Mark from Texas. You two guys hang tight. We'll be back in just a minute. Call in, folks, 1-800-313-9443. Thanks for listening.
Are you a